You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, hunting and archery have a long history in Wisconsin, and some archers embrace the ways of the past. We'll hear how they're crafting their own bows from single pieces of wood.
First, President Trump reportedly told Republican senators yesterday that the House-passed health care bill is mean. He urged them to create a version of the bill that is, quote, more generous, according to congressional sources.
Senate Republicans are working to finish their draft of the bill, but they're not planning to release it publicly before its vote. Right now, the deadline for the bill is to be done before the July 4th recess.
Yasmeen Abutaleb joins us now. She's a health care correspondent for Reuters. Yasmeen, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
I want to start with that House health care bill, which, when it passed, was met with a celebration in the White House Rose Garden. Reportedly, yesterday, the president called that bill mean. Do you have a sense of what he was referring to?
I think he was referring to the projected coverage losses in the House bill and was saying that it doesn't cover enough people, and he hopes the Senate bill will be more generous and cover more people, which is obviously what the Senate has been aiming for.
Do those remarks, or at least that particular remark, we don't know exactly what was said, but does it come as a surprise in terms of the president's attitude as it stands currently toward that House health care bill?
Yeah, it was definitely a surprise because, as I'm sure anyone who's been following the healthcare debate knows, Trump celebrated the passage of the House healthcare bill with a big Rose Garden press conference and was pretty chummy with a bunch of the members and congratulating Paul Ryan and saying people thought he didn't have it, but clearly he has it, and called it an incredible piece of legislation or something along those lines. And so for him to backtrack on that and say it's mean shows a bit of his susceptibility to the media coverage of the bill, but also is tough for the House Republican members who voted for a deeply unpopular bill.
What would it mean for them personally? Could it inflict actual political damage, or is this a volley that seems to reflect more about the mood of the day?
It's hard to tell. Things change pretty quickly in Washington, as I'm sure anyone knows. I think what it does do is it makes it harder for members to trust if they take a vote because the president asks them to, that he'll back them up later. Because he was obviously twisting arms with the House version of the bill, he really wanted to get this passed and get a win. And it's pretty unusual to celebrate only half of a passage of a bill. The bill hasn't actually made its way to his desk yet. So I think it'll raise questions about whether members are willing to take a tough vote for him in the future.
And moving on to the Senate health care bill, their version of the bill being drafted. Right now, it is being drafted behind closed doors. So far, what do we know about that bill?
Well, we know that there are a lot of big issues they still haven't resolved. So we know that they haven't decided what they're going to do about Medicaid. There are some pretty deep divides in the party about how to handle that. There seems to be agreement over having a stability fund for reinsurance programs and high-risk pools and that sort of thing. But other than that, we don't know a ton. We know that they're thinking about keeping some of the taxes in Obamacare to pay for their bill, but there seem to be some pretty deep divides in the Senate over what to do about some pretty contentious issues like Medicaid, like the tax credits. And we also know that they don't plan to touch the pre-existing conditions protections, especially after they saw how unpopular it was in the House version.
Yasmeen Abutaleb is with us now. She's a health care correspondent for Reuters, talking about the Republican health care bill and where it stands right now. And one question, especially raised by Democrats, is why is the bill being drafted behind closed doors, and why hasn't that draft been released to the public?
So the senators say that they haven't completed a draft. They still haven't worked out some big issues, and so they're still in discussions and don't want to release something preliminary that it could change, and they want to give people the ability to talk out differences and work it out. So from what we understand and from what we've heard from sources in the Senate, they don't actually have a full draft yet. But they've obviously come under fire for drafting this in secret and not giving Democrats and other senators the ability to weigh in and offer amendments and that sort of thing. Senators say, you know, those accusations are overblown and that anyone is welcome to come to their meetings, but Democrats have no interest in engaging.
Now, you mentioned before that the president is looking for, from Senate Republicans, a more generous version of the bill. Do we have more specifics on what exactly that would mean?
We haven't heard that the president offered specific policy proposals, but that's obviously a big concern for the Senate, is they don't want those massive coverage losses. So there are a group of moderate Republicans who are proposing, you know, that the House bill would cut off the Medicaid expansion in 2020 pretty abruptly. The Senate, some of these moderate senators want to offer a seven-year glide path, meaning states would have 7 years from 2020 to 2027 to find a way to cover more people with less money. And so the expansion would be phased out over 7 years. And the thinking is that gives some governors more time to figure out what to do about it. It's also expedient politically because they won't have to run when Medicaid cuts are implemented. But they still, and they want to undertake a pretty fundamental change to Medicaid and restructure how the federal funding, and that'll obviously result in less, but they haven't decided how to do that yet.
Now, when President Trump was running, a big part of what Republicans have been talking about prior to that, and President Trump himself, was that Republicans were going to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. That's been a core pledge of the party. How important is it to the GOP to pass something and to pass something, hopefully, that the American public likes?
It's incredibly important. I don't know that it can be overstated, because they ran on this for 7 years and they won elections on this for 7 years. You know, ever since the Affordable Care Act was passed in 2010, they have promised to dismantle this. Mitch McConnell has said in the past he wants to get rid of it root and branch. So if they can't deliver on this, which is their big legislative promise, it raises questions about what they're going to be able to do and whether they're going to be able to deliver on the rest of their agenda. And the window is also closing. The August recess starts at July 30th or July 31st, and then they're gone for a month and they come back and they have to deal with a whole set of issues that are on a deadline, like the budget and a continuing resolution. So if they don't do it by then, it does raise a lot of questions about what they're actually going to accomplish in terms of their big legislative priorities.
How high is the hurdle to see some sort of middle ground for moderates and conservative Republicans on the health care bill?
You know, it really depends on which senator you talk to and on what day. Some are optimistic and think they're getting closer. Others say that they're still a ways off. But the thing is, even if the Senate manages to squeak something through, the process isn't over. Then the Senate and the House are going to have to reconcile the differences between their bill and get it approved by both chambers. And so the Senate is a little bit more moderate than the House in general, but the House has some really conservative members who don't seem to like the direction the bill is taking.
And do you think that this bill, given those differences you just outlined and the hurdle once the bill makes it to the House for that process, do you think this bill will be finished by the July 4th deadline?
It won't be at the House by the July 4th deadline. It's hard to tell. Sometimes Congress can pull it together really quickly, and sometimes they just need to apply a lot of pressure to their members, and things come together pretty miraculously, the way they did with the House bill last month. But the reality is there are 12 working days left until they break for the July 4th recess. And in that time, they need to complete a draft. They need to work out these major issues. They have to get it to the Congressional Budget Office to score it. And then it needs to be public at least for a little while before they vote. And we don't know if they're going to have open debate when it goes to a vote, but if they do, that could take a few days. So it could definitely still happen. It's just a little bit unclear what the path to that vote could be right now.
And Yasmin, what benchmarks are you looking for as far as which way the wind is blowing on this bill as it goes forward in the Senate?
Well, you know, reporters stake out their meetings a couple of times a week where they talk about health care. And so any indication of, you know, how long they might take to phase out Medicaid would give us an idea of whether moderates are sort of winning the battle or if conservatives are winning. If they decide to keep some of these taxes or not, and how many of the taxes they might keep, how they're going to provide tax credits to low-income people, whether they're more generous than the House version or if they're about the same. So those will all give us an indication of which direction the bill is moving in. We just don't have a lot of detail on that yet.
Yasmin, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks so much.
That was Yasmin Abutaleb, healthcare correspondent for Reuters, and she joined us with an update on the Republican healthcare bill currently in the Senate.